This is Northwest News from KPLU. Somali immigrants in Washington say their family members in Africa could face serious hardships soon. That's because Somalis in this country now have no way to transfer money to Somalia. As KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer reports, a Seattle-area congressman hopes to make headway on the problem Thursday.
Somalia hardly has a functioning government and no banking system to speak of. Many there depend on remittances from relatives abroad. But earlier this year, the California bank that facilitated those transfers announced it would stop handling them. Ahmed Jama, head of the Somali Community Service Coalition, sends money every month so the children of his deceased brother can go to school.
Imagine those families who have no other income, and there is no banks in the country, no financial institutions. It may create immeasurable pain and suffering.
Jama says his family members tell him if they can't get the money, they may have to go to a refugee camp. He says nearly everyone in the Puget Sound Somali community, more than 10,000 according to the census, is affected by the remittance crisis. Representative Adam Smith is set to meet with officials from the U.S. Treasury, the State Department, and seven other agencies to discuss solutions. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.